The Columbia Workshop welcomes its friends from coast to coast to a broadcast of D.H. Lawrence's great short story, The Rocking Horse Winner, dramatized for the workshop by W.H. Auden, the distinguished British poet and dramatist, and James Stern, outstanding writer of short stories. Music for the drama had been written by Benjamin Britten, whose Sinfonia da Requiem was broadcast on the Philharmonic Concert of last Sunday afternoon. The Columbia Workshop presents The Rocking Horse Winner.
There must be more money.
There must be more money.
This house is unlucky.
Now, there must be more money, a great deal more.
One spoonful is quite enough, Paul. Sugar isn't good for you.
Mother, why don't we have a car of our own instead of always using Uncle Oscar's?
Because we're poor, dear.
But why are we poor, Mother?
Well, I suppose. I suppose because Daddy has no luck.
Hmm. Is luck money, Mother?
No, dear, not exactly.
Oh, I thought when Uncle Oscar said filthy lucker, it meant money.
It does mean money. But it's lucre, not lucre.
Then what is luck, Mother?
It's what causes you to have money. If you're lucky, you have money. If you aren't, you don't.
Is Father unlucky, Mother?
Most unlucky, I should say.
Are you unlucky, Mother?
Don't talk so much. Eat up your porridge.
Hmm. Well, anyway, I'm lucky.
What makes you think so?
God told me.
Excellent.
Well. Morning, Joan, my dear. Morning, Paul. What's the Almighty been telling you this time, eh?
Paul has decided to differ from the rest of our family and be lucky.
Well, perhaps he's not so far wrong. Come to think of it, I have a little present for him.
Oh.
Really, Oscar, you spoil the child.
Oh, does, my dear.
10 shillings is much too much at his age. Paul, where are your manners? Say thank you, Uncle Oscar, at once.
Engine and listen.
Hello, Master Paul.
Look.
Well, I never. Where did you get that 10 bob from, eh?
Uncle Oscar, now I can pay you back that 5 shillings you lent me to put on Blush of Dawn.
Forget about that perishing horse, Master Paul. It was my mistake.
Oh, no, I've got to pay you back. I'll win next time. I want you to put this on a horse today.
Well, I never. Talking like a born gambler as ever was, as the saying is. And what did your mother say if she knew about them 5 shillings? You keep your money, Master Paul. Gambling don't pay. It's all a matter of luck. And not many's lucky.
I'm lucky, Bassett. I know I am. What race is all the tomorrow?
Well, forgetting about the gambling, Master Paul, there's an interesting race tomorrow at Sandown, the Brandon Plate. I hear this 3-year-old of A.B. Taylor's strident fire.
Couldn't I have something on him?
If you did, you'd be balmy. Well, he's carrying a £10 penalty for winning last time out. Anyway, listen to me, what knows? What about Ginger Cross? What about Rock Erin? A corker to gallop over a mile. And Singalese and Bective, for that matter. Then there's Somerville, what won the Monmouth House Stakes.
Well, just this 10 shillings on one of them. Oh, please, Bassett, I've got to make some money.
Yeah, look here, Master Paul, it ain't no use. Your mother wouldn't like it now, would she? Oh, blimey. 10 o'clock, and nothing to achieve but horse talk. Now then, Master Paul, you run along, or I'll never have this year car ready.
Once you need money, there's never enough.
If you have money, there's always hot water and long, cool rooms with lawns outside and polished silver and a peaceful feeling.
If you've no money, you can't have a garden. You must play with rough boys near the station, where the streets are dirty and the drains are so bad.
Lucky people have a lovely smell.
If you're unlucky, you often have headaches. Unlucky people look old in the morning. Unlucky eyes stare into their plate. Unlucky hands hate opening letters. Unlucky mouths turn down at the corners. Unlucky people don't love you much.
Lucky people are never laughed at and get good marks when they go to school and a truthful answer when they ask a question and a ready smile when they make a joke. Lucky people are always loved.
Am I lucky?
Perhaps you are. Perhaps you aren't. Who knows about luck?
Does anyone know?
Ask the things you have known the longest. Ask the things that are next to your heart. Ask the table. Ask the chair. Ask the rocking horse over there. Perhaps they know, and perhaps they don't.
Who knows? Who knows? Perhaps one of them knows. If you're lucky, you'll know who to ask. If you're lucky, you'll ask the right question. If you're lucky, you'll get the right answer. If you're lucky, you can't go wrong.
Rocking horse, I've known you longest. Rocking horse, you're next to my heart. Help me, rocking horse, find my luck.
Perhaps he will, and perhaps he won't.
Oh, you must, you must. I've got to have luck.
Perhaps you have, and perhaps you haven't.
You'll get what you want if you want it enough.
Of course I want it. I want luck more than anything else in the world.
Perhaps you do, and perhaps you don't.
If you want it enough, you must love it enough.
But I do love it.
More than Father?
Yes.
More than Uncle Oscar?
Yes.
More than Bassett? More than Bassett?
Yes.
More than Mother?
Oh, don't.
More than Mother?
Oh, please, please don't make me say it.
If you want luck enough, you must love luck enough.
Lucky people are always loved.
Very well, yes.
Will you love luck forever?
I will.
Swear.
Swear.
I swear by the filthy lucre to love luck forever and ever. Amen.
Witness your vow.
Now mount your horse and ride. The child of this house has chosen his fate. He's riding forth to find his luck.
Did his father or mother manage to find it?
No, they never found it.
Will Paul find it?
Perhaps he will, perhaps he won't.
Oh, faster, faster. Take me to where there is luck. Oh, I've got to get there. Now, take me.
Riding again? Why, he's always riding.
If you once love luck, you must go on loving.
Does he find this luck that he loves so much?
Sometimes he does, and sometimes he doesn't. Luck doesn't stay still like a silver spoon. Luck isn't certain like 6 o'clock. Luck isn't a mark on a map like London. Luck isn't there whenever you look, as the world is there when you wake in the morning. Luck can't be trained to come to your whistle. Luck is hard to catch and harder to keep. If you catch luck once, you must go on catching, no matter whether it's wet or fine. If the leaves are brown or the buds are bursting, the apples dropping or the daffodils out. If father's in the city or asleep in his chair. If mother's out calling or somewhere upstairs. If you love luck once, you must go on loving.
Paul loves his riding.
No, Paul loves luck. If you once love luck, that's all you love.
It sounds so lonely.
You bet it's lonely. If you ride after luck, you ride alone.
is nowadays. So distant. I don't know what to make of him. Fancy riding a rocking horse at his age.
Yeah, about time he had a real pony.
I know, Oscar, but where's the money? You know what Harry is. Always just about to get on to a good thing.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? I got another writ yesterday. Paul will be having to go to Eton before long.
Oh, perhaps Harry will have a sudden stroke of luck, eh?
Harry, luck. Paul? You see, I told you, he doesn't notice anybody. Paul?
Well, I got there.
Got where?
Where I wanted to go.
Yeah, that's a nice horse you've got there. What's his name, Paul?
Well, he has different names. Last week he was called Sansevine.
Eh?
Today he's called Daffodil.
Well, I never... Did you hear that, Joan? Sansevine won the Ascot, you know. Well, young Ferdinand, since when have you been reading the racing news?
He's always talking about racing to Bassett.
Is he indeed? So Bassett told you Daffodil was going to win the Lincoln tomorrow, did he?
No, Bassett didn't tell me anything.
I say, Sonny, you ever been to a race?
No.
Well, how about you and I going to the Lincoln together, eh?
Oh, wonderful, Uncle Oscar.
Oscar, I really don't think you ought to take him. There's enough gambling in our family already, you know.
Oh, nonsense, my dear. Fresh air will do him good.
Uncle Oscar, Bassett bet me 5 shillings and I lost. Then you gave me 10 shillings and I started winning.
And you've been at it ever since, eh? What makes you think Daffodil's going to win today, eh? Times doesn't fancy him this morning. Mercer's the favorite, you know.
Oh, I just know, that's all.
Oh, see. Got something on him?
All except 20 pounds. I keep that in reserve.
All except 20 pounds. And what are you better than, you young romancer?
300.
Eh?
You won't tell anyone, will you, Uncle Oscar? I promised Bassett. We're partners, you see. Oh, you won't, will you?
Oh, I'll keep your secret, you young Nat Gould. But where is the 300?
Bassett keeps it for me.
Oh, what's he putting on Daffodil?
Oh, he won't go quite as high as I do, I expect. Perhaps 150.
150? What, pennies? Oh, well, we're nearly there now. I'm putting 20 on Mirza. I'll put 5 for you on any horse you fancy. What's your pick?
Daffodil.
Oh, surely not the whole fiver on Daffodil.
I should if it were my fiver.
Well, that's fair enough. Right you are, my boy, a fiver on Daffodil.
Tell me, Rainey's the one to lay your lovely prices. 6-1, General Hellamy.
I say there, what price Daffodil?
Daffodil, 7-2. Yes. Oh, well, it's 4-1 to you, Mr. Rockefeller.
Better.
How much, eh? 2 fivers on Daffodil, 40 quid to 10. Numbers 400, 48, and 9. Good luck to you, young fella. Got a lucky pace, you have. Yes, ma'am. What's your little half a year in after? Mercer's a favorite of half a cab.
10-1 on Bold Herbert. 3-1 the field. 7-1 bar 2. 4-1 Lancelot.
I've got a horse!
Uncle Oscar, look at that enormous black man with the feathers in his head.
Eh? Oh, that's the famous Pipto Honolulu. Now listen, my
ladies, boy. Gentlemen, and little children. Yeah, you my word. I come not from heaven and not from the other place. No, sir. But like an arrow from Africa, I come from the cradle of the turf to bring all of you the good tidings. For Monolulu, the lucky, he got a horse. And now, you remember last time we was together, I told you I had a horse. But what you do? You just turn a deep ear, as the Lord himself said. So now, ladies, gentlemen, and little children, just you lend me those ears once more while I pronounce the precipitators in this great event. Number 5 on the card, the favorite, Mirza the Magnificat, the winner of 4 big races. Yeah, number 7, Lancelot, 2 L's in his famous name, 2 L's in Lincoln, and 2 L's in lucky Monolulu. And then there's Daffodil, the pretender of spring. To me,
but there ain't no spring today.
Well, that's a nasty one for us, eh, Paul, old man? Oh, my goodness. Come along, Sonny, or we won't see the rain.
Paul, give me the glasses.
All right, here we are.
That's right, my boy. Now, where's that infernal card? Here we are. Now, let's see. Daffodil, white, blue hoops, powdered cap. Now, let's see if we can spot him. Good heavens, he's not in the lead. There he is, son. He's on the rail, though. If he gets shut in there, though, we're in a bad way.
It is impossible. Let's blow.
My dear man, do stop waving that hat about. We can't see a thing. The devil cares about Launcelot anyway.
Oh, mon Dieu! Launcelot! Le jockey! He does not beat the horse!
Here they come, Paul. In the straight now. And by Jove, Daffodil is up in front. He's got through.
Mercer, come on, Mercer!
Oh, the favorite bet. Launcelot walks in. I'll take 10
to come. Come on, Daffodil.
Launcelot wins!
Oh, no, he doesn't. Daffodil's coming up on him. Now they're neck and neck. And yes. Yes, he's bossed him. Daffodil's won it. Daffodil's reached by a half a leg. Oh, oh, my boy, you're a lucky devil. Look here, son. What am I to do with these, eh? Poor fat fiver.
Oh, I'll see what Bassett says. Let me think. I should have 1,500, 20 in reserve, and now this 20.
Look here. You're not serious about Bassett and this 1,500 business, are you?
Of course I am. Oh, but you promised it should be between you and me, Uncle Oscar, didn't you?
Why, no, but...
Honor bright?
Well, honor bright, all right, son, but I don't understand.
Why don't you become a partner with Bassett and me? You could become a partner if you wish, but you'd have to promise not to let it go beyond us three. Bassett and I are lucky, you see. Oh. And you must be lucky, too, because it was your 10 shillings I started winning with.
Well, then, perhaps I'd better. Well, here we are back at the old home, and there's Bassett with his nose in a flower bed. Shall we ever talk with him now?
Let's.
Right you are. Oh, Bassett.
Yes, sir.
If you've got a moment to spare, we'd like to have a word with you.
Immediate, sir. Master Paul, he would get me a-talking about racing events. Uh-huh. Spinning yarns, you know, sir. And he was always keen on knowing if I'd made a little something or lost it, you know.
What?
Now, after I put that there 5 shillings on Blush of Dawn for him, and that went down the drain like this, says, I didn't want him to go on, but he wanted to so bad and to put that there 10 bob he had from you on Singalese. Well, I hadn't the heart to refuse, and Blimey, you won.
Well, we're all right when we're sure. It's when we're not quite sure that we go down.
Oh, but we're careful then.
And when are you sure?
It's Master Paul, sir. It's as if he'd had it from heaven, like Daffodil today.
That was as sure as eggs.
Ah. Did you put anything on Daffodil?
Well, sir, I made a little bet.
Oh, you did? It's amazing.
Sometimes I'm absolutely sure, like about Daffodil. And sometimes I have an idea, and sometimes I haven't even an idea, have I, Bassett? Then we're careful, because we mostly go down.
You do, do you? And when you're sure, what makes you sure, Sonny?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure, that's all. Will you become a partner then, Uncle Oscar, with Bassett and me? Just us three?
You know, sir, if Master Paul offers you to be partners, I would if I was you, if you'll excuse me.
10 to 1, that's 10,000 for you, Paul, 5,000 for Bassett, and 2,000 is mine. I don't like it, son. This sort of thing makes me nervous.
Oh, you needn't be, Uncle. I was sure about Lively Spark. Perhaps I shan't be sure again for a long time.
Yes, but what are you going to do with your money?
Well, I started it for Mother, because she said Father is so unlucky and doesn't make any money. She gets rich, you know.
I know, son.
And then that house whispers at me, and I can't bear it. It's awful. When I thought if I was lucky...
Well, you certainly seem to be. All right, what do you want me to do, then?
Well, I want Mother to have the money. But she mustn't know where it comes from. Oh, I shouldn't like her to know I was lucky. She'd stop me.
Very well, my boy. I'll manage that for you. But I don't feel comfortable about all this. It isn't natural.
The house looks more like it used to look. Once again, there are bowls of great red roses on the drawing room piano. New dining room curtains, two cars in the garage, an extra gardener, a pretty parlor maid.
Paul has been riding.
He must have been lucky.
You bet he's been lucky. But lucky once is not always lucky. He wasn't sure about the Grand National. He was wrong on the Lincoln.
Luck always changes.
Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes isn't enough for some.
There's still the Derby.
Yes, there's the Derby.
If he doesn't know, what will happen then? Where is the money to keep him at Eton? Where will the gardener's wages come from? How will his mother afford new furs? Who will pay the parlor maid? Who will buy the roses? What will the servants say about father? He's got to be lucky about the Derby. He's got to have luck now more than ever. There must be more money now, more than ever. Paul's got to ride, or there won't be enough.
Once you need money, you've never enough. Once you need luck, you'll always need it. Once you start riding, you cannot stop.
Hello, Joan. Didn't Harry come up to town with you today?
Yes. But he has to dine with a man who has a scheme for extracting radium from beer bottles.
Harry says it's wonderful.
Oh, you poor darling. It was a portable refrigerator last time, wasn't it? Oh, dear, Harry's always so enthusiastic. Oh, here's Oscar. Well, now I've got to dance with the Irish attaché. My dear, he's divine. See you later.
Oh, very well, Joan, my dear. Here's your drink. I managed to push my way to the bar at last. Heavens, what a crowd.
Oscar, I'm terribly worried about Paul.
Eh? Why, my dear? What's the matter?
There's something seriously wrong with him. He hardly tastes his food and just sits staring into space. When I suggested this morning going away to the seaside, he got quite hysterical and said he couldn't go away before the Derby. Normal child doesn't behave like that about a horse race. I don't like leaving him alone. I wish I hadn't come this evening.
Oh, now, steady, my dear. Your nerves are all on edge. Paul's all right, just a little highly strung, that's all.
Oscar, you know something. I know you do. What's happening behind my back? Where did that £10,000 come from?
Well, didn't the lawyer explain...
You're lying. You're hiding something. I'm going home. At once. I know there's something wrong.
Paul looks tired. You bet he's tired. If you love luck, you're always tired. There must be more money now, more than ever. He's got to be lucky about the Derby. He's got to have luck or there won't be enough.
Once you need money, there's never enough.
Malabar, 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 Malab
helped me lift him into bed. I knew something was wrong.
Malabar. I know Bassett. Do you hear Bassett? It's Malabar.
It's not Bassett, darling. It's Mummy.
Malabar. Malabar. I knew I could get there.
I'll go and phone Dr. Williams, Joan. Malabar. Poor little devil. I wonder if he really knows. How is he?
He's very, very ill, Bassett. You must only stay a moment.
I won't stay long, then. Well, I got some news that has ought to make him feel better. Master Paul? Master Paul? Can you hear me, Master Paul? You was right. Malabar came in first. A clean win at 14 to 1. You made 70,000 quid, Master Paul, you have.
What are you talking about, Bassett? What's Paul been doing?
He had it from heaven. All the winners.
I knew Malabar, didn't I, Mother? 70,000 pounds. I call that lucky, don't you, Mother?
Quiet, darling, quiet.
When I'm sure Bassett can go as high as he likes. I never told you, Mother, did I?
Oh, shh, quiet.
If I can ride my horse and get there, then I'm sure, quite sure. You see, I'm lucky.
What is Paul doing?
Paul is dying.
How is his mother?
She watches and weeps.
Does she blame her luck?
Not anymore. Those who blame luck are bound to an image that has many names. Money, prestige, originality, family pride, but in fact is simply the fear of death. Those who love luck are in love with themselves. Those who weep know images useless. Those who mourn know all images vain. Now at last she weeps. She weeps and watches. Now at last she knows she loves her son.
Does Paul know this?
Yes, Paul knows now. That's why he needn't ride any longer. The world of perhaps has become the certain. Paul is no longer afraid of his fear. Paul is no longer in love with luck.
The image that made this house unlucky, the envy of which we were the unwilling voices, is fading now. We need not whisper out of the rose bush or under the stairs. Now, a real death replaces this unreal image. And sorrow silences envy forever. Silences us. We are glad to be silent.
Columbia Workshop has brought you during the past half hour a dramatization by W. H. Auden and James Stern of The Rocking Horse Winner by D. H. Lawrence. Benjamin Britten wrote the music, which was conducted by Bernard Herrmann. Guy Della Chapa directed The Rocking Horse Winner. Next Sunday at this same time, the Columbia Workshop invites you to be with us again when we shall present a variety show in three acts under the direction of Howard Barnes and Perry Lafferty. The first section of the program will be The Glory Machine by Eric Arthur, a satire. This will be followed by Andre Marois' story, The House, dramatized by Jack Fink and Draper Lewis. The concluding section of the program is musical. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.